Welcome to today's edition of In the Groove, featuring the best in swinging jazz, beginning with this from the tenor saxophonist Arnett Cobb. Welcome to In the Groove.
Thank you.
kicking off things for us today. Well, thank you for joining me, and I hope all's well with you. And by the way, I sincerely mean that whenever I say thanks for joining me, because if you weren't subscribing, I wouldn't be doing this. So a heartfelt and very sincere thank you very much for subscribing. And do let me know if there's anything you would like to hear. Whenever conversation amongst both jazz enthusiasts and musicians about the merits of various big bands, it always seems strange to me that the same dozen or so band leaders are always mentioned. I can't for the life of me remember anyone ever discussing the virtues of Dizzy Gillespie's big band. Formed in the second half of the 1950s, it featured many of the heavyweights of the day, with Lee Morgan, Phil Woods, Benny Golson, Quincy Jones and Wynton Kelly all featured on the recordings. Here they all are, gloriously going at it in July of 1957. From Dizzy Gillespie and his star-studded big band. A change of style now as we drop down to New Orleans to hear soprano sax maestro Bob Wilber pay respects to his one-time teacher Sidney Bechet. Bob was a lovely man and always had time for me whenever I annoyed him with lots of questions about his career. I remember once asking him if it was true that he turned down Louis Armstrong, who offered him a job in his band. Humble as ever, Bob shrugged and said, "I told Louis no thanks. I didn't want to be away from home for that long." Anyway, here is Bob sounding glorious in the recording studio, presumably not too far away from his beloved home.
Thank you.
Bob Wilber. The piano player Winton Kelly had an extraordinary career because he was employed right across the different jazz genres. He'd spent time in rhythm and blues bands playing for the great Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. He'd also been the first call piano player for Lester Young, Dinah Washington, and as we heard earlier on that big band track with Dizzy Gillespie. His trio recordings remain some of the most swinging and lyrical to come out of America in the 1950s and 60s. Here he is with his reworking of one of the great Bacharach and David classics. Winton Kelly Trio from a lovely 1966 album called Full View. One more for you today, and this features the tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman with a reworking of a song that Prince had written in 1982. And in this instance, it provides the perfect platform for Joshua Redman to exhibit his incredible and complete command of the saxophone. Thank you. Joshua Redman with Prince's Why Don't You Call. And that concludes this episode of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, also find out when you can listen to this again via our Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.